Thank you for listening to an audio resource from Stanwich Church, located in Greenwich and Stamford, Connecticut. The vision of Stanwich Church is to know Christ and make him known.
The Old Testament lesson for today is from 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 10 through 13. This can be found on page 282 of your pew Bible. In today's reading, God sends the prophet Samuel to Jesse in Bethlehem to anoint God's choice for the next king of Israel. Seven of Jesse's sons are passed over before the youngest is called and confirmed by the Lord. A reading from 1 Samuel chapter 16, beginning with the 10th verse. And Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen these." Then Samuel said to Jesse, "Are all your sons here?" And he said, "There remains yet the youngest, but behold, he is keeping the sheep." And Samuel said to Jesse, "Send and get him, for we will not sit down till he comes here." And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and had beautiful eyes and was handsome. And the Lord said, "Arise, anoint him, for this is he." Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of God rushed upon David from that day forward. And Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. May God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word.
Stanwich Church, good morning. It's good to be with you today. I'm very grateful for the opportunity to be here and to share God's word with you. The scripture reading for the morning has already been read. You've heard the text. And if I were going to put a title or a tag on the message today, it would simply be this: the Spirit sees beyond the lineup. Spirit sees beyond the lineup. One of our children needed to obtain a key document so that they could apply for something that they were trying to do. It's required some other documents that were needed for verification purposes. This particular child had done their own research and had come up with all the obvious things that they needed for verification. So my wife and I decided to go with them to the office. We arrived at the office, sat down in front of the person behind the desk, and watched as our child proceeded to lay out all the obvious documents they needed. One by one, our child presented what was gathered. And one by one, the person behind the desk said, "That's not the one. Well, that's not what I'm looking for." And after a few moments and a lot of frustrated sighs from our child, I pulled out a folder that I had brought along. And I began to lay out documents needed for verification. By the time we left, the verification was cared for, the document was ordered, and 2 weeks later, our child received what was needed in the mail. You see, our child had quickly gone to that which was obvious, while in the background, though it was not evident to our child, I was on the move, and I was ready to reveal what wasn't obvious. However, I had chosen what was necessary to obtain the document. When we find ourselves in a position where there's a choice that has to be made, our first choice is to do our own research, to do our own due diligence, and go with what's presented before us, go with the obvious. But I'm thankful today that even when he is not evident to the naked eye, the Holy Spirit is always present. He's always moving. And just when we reach a point of frustration, he takes out his folder and he brings revelation. And when we stop looking for the obvious choices lined up before us, we position ourselves to perceive and receive his choice. That brings us to our text for the day that's already been read. Here's some background. King Saul had disobeyed God and was rejected as king of Israel. After a period of mourning for Saul and mourning over Saul, God told Samuel the priest to stop his grieving, Go down to the house of a man by the name of Jesse and anoint one of Jesse's sons whom God had chosen to be the new king of Israel. When Samuel got there, he sacrificed to the Lord and he told Jesse what he was there to do. Immediately, Jesse had it on his mind who the obvious choice was. Jesse had his folder. And one by one, Jesse paraded his sons before Samuel. And one by one, God said, not him. Finally, after having seven sons paraded before him, the text tells us that Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen these. And then he asked Jesse, are these all the sons you have? Jesse answered, and I might add, I believe he answered a little dismissively. Well, they're still the youngest. He's tending sheep. I wonder if Jesse were really, what he was trying to say was, yep, I got one more, but he can't be it. And Samuel said, send for him. I'll wait. Go get him. The son Samuel sent for was David. I love how the text describes David in the New International Version. Glowing with health and had a fine appearance and handsome features. I used to be described that way. Now they just describe me as needing a health checkup. However, I'm glad that at least my wife still says I'm fine and handsome. I digress. Let's move on to our text. Verse 12 tells us that when David walked through the door, immediately the Lord said, rise and anoint him. This is the one. Now remember, I had said that the Holy Spirit is always present and always moving. And just when we reach the point of frustration, he takes out his folder and brings his revelation. And since that's true, I have one question that comes to mind as I look at this text today. And that question is simple. Where? Where was he? Where was the Holy Spirit in the text that we saw today? Here's the first place that I saw him at work in this passage. It's in verse 11, where Samuel said, send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives. Send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives. I'd like to submit to you that Holy Spirit was present guiding Samuel the entire time that he patiently interviewed Jesse's seven sons. And when Jesse answered, there is still the youngest, he's out tending sheep. Jesse wanted to dismiss him. And Samuel said, by the prompting of the Spirit, go get him. Don't sit down yet. God hasn't spoken. Go get the young son and let's see what God has to say about this. Jesse was going with the obvious. And after the frustration of having his seven sons dismissed by Samuel, Holy Spirit prompted Samuel to ask about one more and prompted Samuel to simply say, we're not done. Let's wait a little longer. I'm not leaving yet. Aren't you glad today that when the obvious answers in our folders still leave us dumbfounded, the Holy Spirit pulls out his folder, prompts us to ask the right questions, leads us to look beyond what we think is the obvious answer, and then positions us to wait on his answer? I wish I had a little more time just to flesh that out a bit, but time is running away, so let me move on to the next thing. David came through the door. He probably smelled like sheep, but they didn't notice his smell. They noticed David's glow. And when he came through the door, something happened. Verses 12 and 13. Then the Lord said, rise and anoint him. This is the one. So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. Then Samuel left. Then Samuel said, I'm done. I can move on. Where was the Holy Spirit in this? He was right there, ready to fill David for the assignment the very second that Samuel had anointed him. The instant he was anointed, the Spirit powerfully came upon him. The Spirit powerfully rushed on him. And this happened in the presence of the ones that they thought would be the obvious choice. Holy Spirit was guiding Samuel the entire time that he patiently interviewed Jesse's seven sons. Holy Spirit was ready to fill David for the assignment the very second that Samuel anointed him. So where's the so what? What's so important for us to note about this passage? Here it is. God asked Samuel to anoint David, but the deal was not sealed until the Holy Spirit filled David. I'd like to submit to you that this passage is important because it teaches us that even with human recognition, even with human anointing, a calling and an assignment is just a job until the Holy Spirit fills us. This is not just for vocational ministry, though. It's not just what you think about when you think about pastors. I want to submit to you this morning that each of us needs to know our purpose and our assignment and our calling in this life. It matters. Whatever it is that you do, whatever it is that God has called you to, it matters. And regardless of that purpose, regardless of that assignment, regardless of that calling in life, each one of us needs power to fill that purpose or that assignment and that calling. That power comes in a person, and that person is the Holy Spirit. Now, we've talked about the so what. Here's the now what. As a church, you've had obvious candidates pass before your pastoral search team. One by one, their folders and their credentials were passed before the committee. All fine people with great qualifications. But everyone that came before the committee, no matter what they saw, no matter how impressed they were, there was this sense of not the one. But like Samuel, neither the search team nor the elders were content to sit down until the Holy Spirit opened his folder, passed on to them the sheep-smelling, fine-looking, glowing-with-health candidate that sits before you now, and said, anoint him. I've been guiding you to him and guiding him to you. So today, my friends, we can sit down at the table and rejoice as we anoint Chuck and the Spirit fills Chuck with a fresh outpouring for his new assignment. Now, I say new assignment because you're not getting the same senior pastor that you had before. This is a second time. This is a second go around, but he's not coming with the same anointing. He's coming with fresh anointing. He's coming with fresh vision and fresh filling for a new day. It's a new season. It's a new day. And God has fresh anointing for him. And as we prepare to anoint Chuck and ask the Spirit to fill him, I'm reminded today that this is not just something we do. This was something that was modeled for us by Jesus himself. Jesus himself modeled that you need to be anointed and filled with the Spirit when he, full of the Holy Spirit and in the power of the Spirit, stood in the Nazareth synagogue and reading from the book of Isaiah, he proclaimed, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." It was then and only then that Jesus sat down. But I want to suggest to you today, in sitting down, he wasn't saying the work is now done. No, he sat down as a sign of saying, the Spirit has filled me for the work. Now it's time for us to get to work. Reverend Dr. Chuck Davis, there's a fresh anointing and a fresh outpouring of the Spirit for you today. And as the Spirit fills you for the work, it's time to sit down and get to work. Why? Because this church is in a region filled with people from all walks of life that need to know that whatever brokenness they carry, whatever prison they find themselves in, whatever poverty of the soul they're navigating, however blinded they may be by the things that hinder and the sin that so easily entangles, whatever systems, powers, and principalities are oppressing them, they need to know that Chuck Davis and Stanwich Church congregation has been anointed and filled with the Spirit, and they have good news to proclaim. And that proclamation is this: whatever you're going through, there is a Savior who has come to bind up the brokenhearted, who has come to set the captives free, who has come to give sight to the blind, who has come to break the bonds of oppression, who has come to bring justice to the
poor, who has come to bring salvation for the soul. They need to know that there is a Savior who was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement that brought us peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. They need to know that there is a Savior whose love runs so deep that he hung on a cross on a skull-shaped hill called Calvary. He suffered and bore the weight of our sin until at last he hung his head and died. They took him down from the cross. They buried him in a borrowed tomb. And just when it looked like all was lost, it finally made sense why that tomb was borrowed, because he wasn't going to be staying there long. It was early one Sunday morning. He got up with all powers in his hand. They need to know that there's a Savior who is alive, and he's come to bring life, life more abundantly. Standwich Church, the Spirit sees beyond the lineup. And you may think you've gotten Chuck back, but I submit to you that, please remember this, it's a new day. You may have known Chuck from the years he was here before, and yes, he's here again. But he's here with a fresh assignment for the new day ahead. So today, as we install him as your senior pastor, we install him as the one whom the Spirit opened his folder and said, this is the one. And we install him with him having received fresh vision and fresh anointing. And we look forward to the Spirit being poured out on him in abundant power. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
To learn more about the mission and vision of Stanwich Church and how you can get involved, please visit stanwichchurch.org.